Live in studio today is Dispatch Coordinator with Lincoln County Dispatch, Mary Ann Christensen. Mary Ann, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning.
You made it in on these roads. A little dicey out there today in the Star Valley area.
Yes, take it slow.
Good advice from someone that works at Dispatch. Mary Ann, let's talk about your role at Dispatch as Coordinator. Before we get into our topic, tell us how long you've been there and kind of what you do with Lincoln County Dispatch.
I've been with the Dispatch Center since 2013. But I've been with the Sheriff's Office since 2006 in different capacities. Dispatch is my passion. I love it.
What do you love about it?
I just love being able to help, you know, everybody that calls in. There's something that they're looking for, whether it be the Treasurer's Office phone number or, you know, they've got somebody that they need medical assistance with.
So, Mary Ann, when you talk about Dispatch, what kind of training goes into that? Because like you say, you never know when that call comes in. Who knows what it's going to be? So what kind of training do you and your staff go through on a regular basis?
Well, minimum, it's a 4 to 5 month training in-house. And then they do have to go to Douglas to the Law Enforcement Academy for 2 weeks. During COVID, it went down to 1 week and 1 week online. And then it takes about 2 years or so before you're feeling like, I can handle whatever 911 comes my way.
To get comfortable with
yes,
all the different kinds of calls.
There is oodles.
So, Mary Ann, how many people work in your department? I know you wish you had more than you have, but how many people are there currently?
So I have 3 full-time in Afton Center, and I'm down a full-time and 2 part-time. And then I have in Kemmer, I have full 4-time, and I'm down 2 part-time.
So you're really looking for help then, aren't you?
Absolutely. And I believe with our call volume, I think we're going to be needing some more.
So let's talk about call volume. That's one of the reasons we wanted to have you on the air today. Every time we've posted a story of a traffic accident or another crime-related event, we get a lot of comments on that saying, man, there's so many more of these types of events happening than they used to. So I wanted to get your thoughts on that as far as what kind of volume of calls Dispatch is seeing. Maybe walk us through the trends over the last couple of years and what's been occurring.
Call volume has gone up for sure. But with the increased population, like you were mentioning earlier, there's a lot more people that'll dial 911. So whereas before you would get one person dialing 911 for an accident, now we get 5 or 6. With one person in the 911 center, it's really hard to answer 6 911 calls.
Right. So what happens when someone's already on the line and the call comes in and there's not another person there?
So we're really lucky because we have the 2 centers, and for the most part, they're staffed with one on each side.
Okay.
So the other center will pick them up, but we have to put them on hold to answer the other 911s, which is frustrating to callers. Hey, I'm on 911. Why did you put me on hold? Well, I have 5 other 911 lines ringing.
Understood. Yeah. So, Mary Ann, tell us as far as you mentioned, of course, there's an increase. How many calls do you get on average? You know, 24-hour, maybe an hour, 8-hour, an average shift. How many calls are coming in?
Well, it of course depends. Night shift or day shift. Night shift is a lot less and a lot more officer initiated. Day shift, we get a lot of admin calls that come in for even looking, like I was saying, for the treasurer's office number or, hey, I need a VIN inspection, those type of things. So our call volume, I didn't break it down by, you know, the 8-hour shifts, but we do have increased volume during the day for sure.
Okay. Mary Ann Christensen in studio. She is with the Lincoln County Dispatch Office. So types of calls, Mary Ann, are you seeing an increase in traffic accident 911 calls specifically?
I wouldn't say an increase at this point. I mean, year to date, we're probably the same as last year. But of course, if I go back 5 or 6 years, absolutely, we're about double. But yes, last year compared to this year, we're about the same, but we didn't have the weather as we're getting right now.
so not a big increase from 2021, but a big increase from, say, 2018, 2019 years.
Yes.
And of course, there's the traffic accidents. What about other types of calls, emergency-related calls? Has there been an increase in those as well?
Yes, absolutely. Our high-intensity calls have gone up. What I mean by that is usually around our area, it was a low frequency to have a gunshot wound. It was a low frequency to have a 5-car pileup. It was a low frequency, but now those higher intensity calls are becoming more frequent.
So Mariana's, your office works to meet the demand per se. I guess what is your call for recruiting? Why should someone consider working at dispatch?
I have to tout. I have the best team ever. I've worked at other dispatch centers, larger dispatch centers. I have two centers. They work like one, seamless. These dispatchers are amazing. They have their heart in the right place. They'll do anything for anybody.
What is something that the average person maybe doesn't realize that takes place with dispatch and what happens in your office?
Well, so it starts with a 911 call, you know, and from there we are deploying ambulance, fire, law enforcement. We work really close with Highway Patrol. Say there's an aircraft incident, whether it be we have had a few airplane crashes. We are a liaison between the scene and the FAA, the National Traffic Safety Bureau, NTSB. So we have our fingers going a lot of directions at all times, especially in any large event.
Well, and you're working with, you mentioned a lot of those agencies, you mentioned have several different groups within your jurisdiction, right? I mean, you say
right.
Law enforcement. How many law enforcement departments are in Lincoln County? I mean, there's got to be a handful, right? And so you're covering, you're handling all that as well.
Absolutely. So every traffic stop, a law enforcement officer besides Highway Patrol makes in our jurisdiction usually comes through us. If they see something suspicious, it comes through us. We have a lot of radio traffic along with the phone calls and 911 calls.
Mariana Christensen in studio today, again, coordinator with Lincoln County Dispatch with the offices in both Afton and in Kemmer as well. Mariana, you mentioned the increase. Did you say you had some percentages? Is that right? Did you have some percentages when you came in this morning of what those increases are?
Instead, I'm guessing about the percentages. So I started keeping track in 2012 of our calls for service. 2012, we had 15,000. 2021, we had over 21,000 calls for service.
Wow.
And that's not the phone call coming in, you know, hey, what's the number here? Or, hey, will you transfer me there? That's actual calls for service that validates a response from a responder.
Emergency actual calls.
Well, and it could be emergency. It could be one of my deputies needs to go out and check a VIN. You know, it could be anything from that whole spectrum.
Mariana, one thing that I've learned just in communication with dispatch from a news standpoint is some of the calls that you're required to go out to, for example, if an airbag is deployed, even if there's no injuries, you're required to dispatch someone out there, correct?
Absolutely. The airbag deploying itself can cause injury, and you won't realize it in an accident. Yeah, you're feeling fine, but, you know, that's coming at you at how many miles per hour? I don't know what the stats are, but...
It's quick, right?
Right.
Well, Mariana, we appreciate your time and your insight. Again, if someone wants to or is interested in maybe joining dispatch in either location, Afton or Kemmer, what's the process to get started?
On the website, the lcwy.org, if you want to go to I Want To and there's a place for applications, employment, fill one of those out. It has my email address right there on it. Get it to me. We are looking for good people that want to make a difference. And like I said, I have the best team ever.
Absolutely. Well, I had a sister, as you know, that worked for Lincoln County Dispatch for a while. And she doesn't live here anymore, but she loved it. So absolutely. I'll give her testimonial for her there. Well, Mariana, anything we missed this morning?
No. The only thing I would think of is, hey, we are still handing out those address numbers for people to put their reflective address numbers that you can put.
So they can be seen by emergency responders, right?
Absolutely. And we're handing them out for free at both sheriff's offices. So if you need an address that can be seen, we're handing them out for free. We want to make sure that the responders, ambulance, fire, can find you in the dark, in the light, in the storm.
Sure, absolutely. So just stop by and ask.
Absolutely, yes.
Perfect. Mariana Christensen, Dispatch Coordinator for the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office. Mariana, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on the SBI Radio Network.